the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Yes, indeed. Kevin, tell them where we're from.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Don't stop. Keep it locked.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we just paused. It's all good. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Benny Randall. And Kevin, you're messing up.
You better ask somebody. Go boom.
Okay, we'll get started. Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, you can reach out to me at BennyRandall.com, or you can go to BennyOnDemand.com for our private community. Today's show is a powerful show. If you've been under a rock somewhere, if you haven't heard about it, if you haven't seen it, what are you waiting on? Today we're going to be talking about Black Panther. And just in case you didn't know how much money it did about $404 million. Let me break that down to you, ladies and gentlemen. That is $101 million per day it has been released. Can somebody say billion-dollar movie? Boy, if I only had 2% of that money, man, that would be a showstopper. But I want to be free and clear and let you know this show is sponsored by Black Panther movie. And just in case you didn't go out to see it, here's a sneak peek.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine. I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this.
How much more are you hiding?
Hola. Let's go.
We are home.
My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect. And bow down. We own now. We own now. We only get you started now. Cause we own now. You gotta think they know me now. Cause we own now. You are not my homie now. Cause we own now.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over.
I'ma burn it all.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
What's
going on
forever?
The revolution will not be televised.
Let's have
The revolution will not be televised. I'm your host. Thank you for joining us. And we're live from New York City here, and beaming in from outside. We got two powerful guests to talk about this awesome topic tonight of Black Panther. And what does it all mean? Outside of the money and all of that, what does it all really mean? One of our panelist guests is Christy Rutherford. As she said earlier off the air, she is nothing but a rock star. Chrissy, tell our listeners who you are, please.
Hello, 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 everyone. Chrissy Rutherford, general rock star, workaholic, high achiever. Harvard Business School graduate, six-time best-selling author. I win. That's what I do, Mr. Randall. Thanks for having me, everyone. I'm excited to be here this evening.
I want y'all to hear what she said, right? She said Harvard scholar. She said six-time bestseller. And then she ended with, I win. And just in case, she was one of the top women in the military to go to a spot that I don't think any other woman has done. Is that, give me a little clarification on that, Christy.
Oh, sorry. I spent 16 and a half years in the U.S. Coast Guard, so we're humanitarian service, tracing drug runners in the Caribbean, regulating all the large oil companies is what I did. Maritime events, Hurricane Katrina, and large oil spills. Mm. And so I became the 13th Black woman to make commander in the Coast Guard's 225-year history. So, and my demographic was 0.1%. So it was challenging, and I had a great time. We saved lives, and it was good. So, and now it's time to step into my destiny and do greater things on a world scale.
That's right, and that's how you became a rock star.
Absolutely.
And don't get it twisted now. Yeah, we wanted a strong woman because they had some strong characters that was in this movie, and we brought along a strong brother. This gentleman has pretty much started bass music in the South. His name is Adrian Hines, but most of you may know him as MCADE. And just in case you don't know him, here's a little something he did. Daddy made that bass. Mr. ADE Adrian Hines, how are you, my brother?
Excellent, my brother. How you doing?
Come on, man. You know I'm blessed and highly favored. So I thank both of you for being on this show, man. And I think this topic is extraordinary. And this is, I mean, $404 million, according to Vanity Fair last article. That's about $101 million every 24 hours. Mm. Let's do ladies first. Christy, what do you think about that?
It's something that I said earlier, where never underestimate the power of a movie that empowers people to be greater than themselves. And a lot of the movies, I know that they were disappointed that one of the movies that came out last year with the guy who was, they were mad because the Madea movie made more money than him, where they were talking about slaves and being free and stuff like that. I mean, I think that for me, I understand the historical context of the movies where we're going back into our past.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this movie because it reminds us of a different past before we became slaves, right? And who we can be now. So never underestimate the power of a movie that will empower people to step into their greatness. I love it.
And you know, something to piggyback on that, Christy, there was something you said earlier about how, you know, we could have our share of slave movies and whatever, but just there's nothing like having a movie that make you feel good, make you look good, and had a powerful message in that. Are you tired of the slave movies? Is that what you were getting to?
I don't watch them. I mean, I tried to watch one movie. I think it was a movie with Beloved. It was something. And it wasn't Beloved. It was something that I tried to watch that came out 2 years ago that was critically acclaimed, and everybody got these Oscars and these awards. And the master came out in the field and drugged the woman away. Her husband was watching, and her son, you know, basically raped her. And then when her husband tried to stand up for his wife, because the son was looking at his dad like, "You won't let this happen?" He got shot in the head. I said, "Is this for? This is 2 years ago. This isn't my future.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool, but this isn't who I am. I can't relate to that."
Mm-hmm.
So this movie was, we're about to run through walls. You know, this is the movie that I'm trying to see 3-4 times. I wanted to go tonight, but my friend wanted me to wait, you know, another 2 days. And you say you beat me to it already because you've watched it 3 times already. So this is the movie that I need to be alert for, not in the reclining chair in the theater. I need to be sitting up with a notepad. Like, let me write some stuff down. What did I miss in the first movie by being relaxed in a bougie movie theater? I want to be in the hard seat and on alert to now pay attention to it and watch it from a different lens. So
that is absolutely powerful. And your thoughts on that are the same question, Mr. Hines.
Well, to piggyback on that part about the different types of movies and the slave movies, you know, it brings me back into mind when I was in middle school. And I remember, like, when Roots came out and what happened, you know, watching Roots. I remember watching it, and then, you know, I grew up in Liberty City. So, and I went to, at the time I was at Charles R. Drew. And the thing was, we only had a couple Caucasian teachers around the school, one or two or something like that. So when I went back to school, I after watching Roots or what have you, I felt like white people, you know, would be embarrassed by, you know, what was on TV and what Alex Haley did. And I was like, wow, this here will, like, change things. Things will be different. And things didn't change. And it took me some time after, you know, more slave movies were made, Roots come on every year, to realize that they were not embarrassed by what I thought they would be embarrassed by, their behavior or their ancestors' behavior. They were actually empowered by it. And it actually worked opposite for us, because now we felt even more inferior, mm-hmm, by watching these images. So it was, you know, what I thought was going to work one way, it didn't work that way. It worked the whole opposite. So for that point as well, I don't want to see no slave movies as well.
Mm. See, that's very powerful that you guys say that. But let me put this on the table, and any one of you can answer this. Is there a place for those slave movies, or have we seen enough that now we need to see the movies of the kings and the queens? Because I also heard that one of the directors, I'm not sure, don't quote me on this, is thinking about doing one of the movies of the richest black man, about his story, the richest black man. So do you think the slave movies have their place, or have we, everybody's heard that story and now it's time to uplift? Any one of you.
Gentleman on the line first.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I yield to the gentleman on the line.
You just want to hear what he's going to say so you can make up what you're going to say behind it. You think you're slick. Let me tell you, she, mm-hmm, like, Adrian, she's always ready for comeback, so just know this, okay?
Okay, I got you. I think that we are as low as we need to go right now.
Mm.
We need some building up. So, to say that the slaves movie, they have done their job, okay, to the point where we are suffering from them. So we need another direction to build up.
Mm-hmm.
And more movies like Black Panther, you know, I see as a something that was very empowering and a fantastic movie. You know, I mean, it blew me away. I didn't expect that from a Marvel comic. That was the last thing on my mind, that it was going to drop and give the messages. And I mean, and I want to say this too, that I went in that movie and, you know, far as Lupita, is her name Lupita? I think it is. The young lady.
Okay, Christy, what's her name? How you say her name? Pronounce her name.
Christy, I don't know. I'll look it up.
Christy, stop putting yourself on mute, because I know you put yourself on mute. Stop.
Yeah, her, the other young lady from Walking Dead, and all the sisters and different things in there. Now, these are dark-skinned sisters. And with the low haircuts, the little hair, you know, natural hair, what have you. And I tell you, you know, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whenever it was, when we first started seeing Lupita, and they were saying, oh, she's so black and she's not attractive and this and that and what have you. And we have been so abused in our own minds. They're looking at our own people this same way. I'm a victim of it. I'm a facilitator of it and a victim of it.
Mm.
And looking at our people in this negative way of looking at ourselves negative, because this is what has been taught to us and pushed on us by our oppressors and different things. And in that movie, something happened. Wow. Because as I'm watching the movie from start to finish, she was getting more and more beautiful in the movie. I mean, it was just crazy to me, and it just shows how messed up we are, you know, psychologically. Because I'm sitting there, and this girl, and I'm like, wow, she was just looking more and more beautiful. And it's all psychological, that we are not as attractive, that we are, you know, and the darker and this and that and not the beauty, just like the sister from The Walking Dead. Now, I watched The Walking Dead, and she was dealing with the white guy, Rick, and she started having some kind of relation with him. And when I first seen that, and I'm sure not just me, but other black folks that seen that, was like, we were taken aback. When she got into this relationship and her and Rick kissing her, like, whoa, wait a minute. It shocked us, because here, now we're looking at our own sister like, wow, you know, like, what they really doing this? Like, what the white folks going to think about this? You know what I'm saying? And she's not like the blonde or this chick that they have, you know, given us as some beauty chick, or even a light-skinned dark, you know, light-skinned and good-looking black woman or what have you.
But well, okay, but before we go too deep into that, all right, I want to move on. We're going to get to that dark skin, black skin stuff too a little later, but I want to get more into of what you got from this movie. But before I do that, Christy, you want to follow up behind that?
Yeah, her name is Nakia. Is Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay.
It's Lupita. Okay. Lupita is her name.
Lupita. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, what I thought about it is, life moves in the direction of your vision.
Mm.
What are we feeding our minds? What are we seeing, and what are we showing to the next generation?
Mm.
If we only show the next generation, and if we're only watching where we were, then we're always going to stay there.
Mm.
If we're only watching the struggle and being treated like crap and being treated like slaves, being treated like second-class citizens, and watching people fetching Festa, you know, and, you know, Motisa and all of this other kind of stuff, and all of these maids, like whatever the movie was, The Help,
yeah.
Right? And we're always watching this stuff from back in the day, and even the movie with the three astronauts. What was it? Hidden Figures?
Right, Hidden Figures.
Even that was an empowering movie, but we were still treated like crap. So what are we feeding our minds? Because our lives are a result of what we're eating. And if we're only eating negativity and being treated like second-class citizens, then that's what we're going to accept. And that's what we're going to attract in our lives. So this movie completely broke the mold. My boy said, man, how did they let this movie, how did they get this movie past them? Right? Like, how did this movie get past them where they like unleashed who we are, right? The true story of our kingdom and our queendom. This is the true story of who we are, not the slaves, right? It's the truth and the appearance. We were ripped out of our land and brought over in circumstances, yet we still rise. So I just think that it's a different food that we feed ourselves and our vision and our children to show who we are historically from a different level and now who we shall be.
And let me just put this on the table, just in case you're listening. You're listening to the Benny Randall Show live here from New York City on BashaniRadio.com and worldwide on iHeartRadio. And my guest, Adrian Hines, who I forgot to mention, is also best-selling author of his brand new book. And it is What is the Soul? Is that correct, Mr. Adrian?
That's correct.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure.
Adrian.
thank you.
Yeah, so let me put this on the table. How do you think the movie and it's the way it is done relates to where we are right now? Because when you look at this movie, it kind of takes you away from where we are, but at the same time it reminds you of the negative energy that is still here in a time where our resident, I don't like to say president, but our resident is in there with a whole different energy. And a powerful movie over here with this type of energy, it's almost like a clash of the titans. Putting this on the table for either one of you to answer, how do you think it relates to where we are now, and what is that message? That means any one of y'all could speak.
I'm coming. So I think for me, we just need to be reminded of the kings and the queens that we are descendants of. So regardless of who's in, you know, who's a resident, right, in charge, that doesn't change who we are. We just need to be reminded of who we are and who we can be. So for me, that's what this movie does, regardless. And it's so many people, you know, because I remember, and I don't know who said, you know, the difference between black people, and, you know, because people always want to wonder from other cultures, why are they black and they're proud? Why they always got to be proud? Why they always say they're proud of black? Is because we don't have a culture to fall back on, right? So the Italians can celebrate they have their grandparents' recipes. They know which part of Italy their family came from. The French know, the Polish know what village, you know, that they came from. Or, you know, the Ashanassis, the people from Scotland, they know the areas and the food and the localism. They have the recipes. They have the cloth. They have the old pictures. We don't have none of that. We don't have the heritage that everybody else has. So all we can fall back on is being black.
You know what I'm saying? That's pretty deep.
Yeah. So this movie reminds us of our Africanness and what our, you know, what our ancestry is, and we can see it and we can feel it and we can be proud about it. That's why everybody wants to go to Wakanda now. I want a one-way trip to Wakanda.
All right.
Because it's something that we can hold on to as opposed to just being black and a slave.
Christy, that's what I love about curious, so, before that, where is that located?
Wakanda?
Yes.
Somewhere over yonder.
Boy, that don't sound like a southern scene.
Wakanda's over yonder. And you know what? You know, I can say this because now I'm going to go deep.
Uh-oh.
Wakanda was hidden in Africa, right? It's a hidden land and a hidden city that's still unfolding and is still rich. Wakanda is within each one of us. It's hidden, waiting to be discovered.
All hold on.
It's the seed that was planted in us that we all have. Wakanda is within each one of us.
Hold on, Christy. Hold on. I hear something coming. Yeah, I know. I heard some hand claps, girl. You went deep. You went deep. I was about to drown. Adrian. Same.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, brother. Same question.
Yeah, I think it's a double sided sword to this movie because it shows the colonialism and what happened to us, and at the same token, it shows that it had a message also for basically like our parents. And what I mean by that, our parent, you know, country, where we came from. And it was, to me, the symbolism of the little boy being left behind was like us as the Americans, Black Americans here, being left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I got from that is that they have these resources. And you have the kings and queens over there who are mega rich or what have you. It's a lot of people over there that they're not taken care of. You know, you understand? And then at the same time, they have totally abandoned us here in America, because it's like a child and a parent. When if a parent is not there for the child and he turns his back on the child and just, you know, leaves that child, then that child, you know, is hurt, and then that child starts to hate. And it's like, you never did nothing for me. You wasn't there for me. You abandoned me. And it's up to that parent to understand their wrong and go to that child, because you're not to provoke a child. You dig? So to go to that child and say, hey, you know, we're sorry, or we did wrong, or whatever, trying to make amends with that child, the same way that Africa, the continent over there, I got another problem with that word Africa, but the over there where our people are from, and coming, you know, like in the movie where he went and bought different things in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
to put schools and different information or what have you, which they could have done. Those rich princes and queens or whatever who own them gold mines and diamond mines, because we're that forgotten child that was on that basketball court in the movie. You understand what I'm saying? And they could have came and put schools or different things here for us to learn and give us stuff. You see how they're treating us here. And instead of saying, oh, I don't, you know, and how I've heard people from our country, our parenting country, speak about us as Black Americans here, they don't identify with us, and they totally, I am not that, and you know, it's a negativity, and then we take a negativity back towards them. And what I'm saying is, that's what I got both sides of it, of what the white oppressors, the Caucasians did to us, and what our own people did, or far as didn't do.
You know, that was deep, Adrian, the part by, you know, because I've watched it three times. I didn't get that one part until the third time that I realized that what was the symbolism of that kid being left behind. And at the end of the movie, what was still that symbolism there? And now I think it makes sense. But he showed that he's going to do something about it. And that is starting with the young, is what I got from that, because he said,
yeah,
I bought this building, I bought that building, and I bought that building over there. You know what
and
I mean?
And he made it a school. And
exactly.
He made it something that he could teach and make them aware and of their culture and who they are and what was going on with them.
Mm, absolutely.
Seeing the crime that was being done to their minds.
Whoa, that's deep right there. Did y'all hear that? Whoa. Yo, that's the big one right there. He said the crime that was being done with their mind. Boy, hold on, Adrian, because I hear something coming. I hear something coming. Yes, let the church say amen, please. Let the church say amen. Yeah, that was deep, though. That was deep, though. I like that. Christy? Now, here's where I want to go with this conversation. Just in case you're joining us, you're listening to the Benny Randall Show right here on Bashani Radio, live from New York City, baby. Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, Staten. Y'all know where we at. Don't think we forgot y'all, all right? We're going to shout y'all out and worldwide.
Brooklyn, Queens.
I guess just Brooklyn, Queens came tonight. I'm so sorry. But we're broadcasting live from New York City and worldwide on iHeart.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
And where I want to move on to, Christy and Adrian, there was a lot of strong, beautiful black women lead characters that really stood the test of time. Even so, the young lady who, when she recognized that the guy who was the son of Njuba, well, I don't want to give away, but let's just say I don't want to give away spoilers to those people who may not have seen the movie. But when she recognized that something wasn't right, she knew she had to do something about it. And in doing something about it, she knew she wasn't the one that needed that special something. I'm going to just say it like that so I don't spoil the movie to anybody. And then she went on it about and made it her business to do that. What did you ladies and gentlemen think about these strong women characters, beautiful black women that were in this movie?
Well, sister, are you going first?
You can go first. Go ahead.
I think, you know, it was just going, like I said, on the subject matter when I was talking first and I was leading back to it, watching these sisters be powerful, but yet being humble at the same time and playing their roles and their positions. This movie was not, you know, PC, politically correct. This movie was truth. It was the correct way. It was the right way. It wasn't what the public is, you know, oh, we on this here today, so this is what's right. It wasn't that. It did what was truth. And the women operated, you know, in their order. And the men operated in their noble roles and order. And that's what I got from it.
Christy?
You know, it was, one, I want to say, I told my makeup artist on Saturday that I wanted her to channel the Sisters from the Black Panther through me. She didn't have them colors. She didn't have them colors. I was like, I knew. That's what I wanted.
All right, go ahead.
She didn't have the colors to make that possible. But anyway, black women have been powerful for years, and they showed up, and they were in warrior mode. So we've always had the backs of our kings. We've always been, you know, on the front line. So this is just a demonstration of what's true. And actually, I saw an article where the women in this that played this role are actually like from a real tribe of women who were women warriors. So It was just it was bananas because, you know, you have everybody is in a strong position. There were no, you know, and it's funny because I was talking to my friend, it was just a funny conversation because he said, I was waiting for them to pull an okey-doke on us at the end, but they never did, right? Our psyche, and this goes back to what Adrian was talking about earlier, our psyche has become so messed up. We're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it never did. You're like, y'all didn't play a mind trick on us for real. So many people, because they didn't let us down, because it was based on truth, because we could feel it, And because the system was strong and the men were strong and they respected each other, they loved each other, and they held each other in high regard, and it wasn't anybody calling anybody names or being disrespectful or doing anything, people are going back to see it again and again and again. Mm. So the $404 million dollars isn't all new people. It's repeated people.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I would be
Mr.
one of those.
Mr. Randall got three. Yeah, you got about $50, probably $100 invested in that, right? From you going multiple times. So that's how it broke the record, because people can't get enough of watching and feeling who we are from the inside and not who the world wants us to be.
And you know why I say, well, you know why I did that, Christy? Because I believe when something is so good, you watch it one time and you gather everything that's coming towards you. But when you watch it the second time, then you start to notice the things you did not see before. And then when you watch it the third time, now you're just taking the energy of the movie. And when you put it all together, it gives you an experience. I only got to go one more time. Because I need a four, because that's my number, and you know what four means if you look above your keyboard. What's that sign above the keyboard, Christy?
Dollar sign.
Boy, you better ask somebody. So yes, indeed. And for those that are just joining us around the world, I see we got people in London. We got. Oh, man, look like we might have some people from Africa up in this piece. Around the world, we are global on Worldwide and iHeartRadio, Amazon Echo, Apple TV. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. And we're speaking to Christy Rutherford, a certified rock star. That's the way she put it. And Adrian Hines, MCADE, the bass with the face. You hear them, hear what I'm saying? And we're talking about the success of the Black Panther movie. Now, here's what I want to my guest today. Do you think this will stimulate other powerful movies like this, or was this, we're going to give you one and that's enough? Anybody?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think that Like the sister said earlier, she said, "Who let this one out the back though?" You understand what I'm saying? Because I was like, I couldn't believe it when I was watching. I'm sitting there in the theater and I'm watching it. I was talking to a sister. I was with a sister, but I was talking to another sister as well. I'm talking to both of them. And I'm like, cause it was just so, you know,
the energy was good,
community based, so to speak, because the ones that were there, the Black folks that were there, and I was like, yo, do you see this? Do you see what's going on right now? Is this serious? Did they let this happen? I'm blown that they let this kind of movie be made. You know, like she said, who was at the gate that let this out? I just couldn't believe that they would let this kind of movie come out with so much truth and just saying it right in your face.
Well,
it was really something.
I think Stan Lee had something to do with that, because I got to meet him and see him and talk with him about a year ago when he was over at the Jacob Javits Center, and he was basically enlightening the audience about, you know, he no longer writes, but how he's allowing younger writers to come in and continue the stories, you know, and although he will just be appearing as his cameo like he always does, and even in here, which was very funny, he was given the opportunity for new and fresh blood to come through the gate, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why we got this type of movie with this type of budget, with people who've never had that opportunity to do it. And so I commend him and all of those, because it took a lot of people to make this happen. I don't know if you guys know, but if you know, one thing I will say to all of those that have not watched the movie, watch it until the lights come on. Forget about the credits, because normally the credits come and whatever, but the lights don't come on. Until the lights come on, you have not seen it all, because there's something at the end they want you to see. But it's all the way at the end, meaning like it seemed like there was like 2 million people in this movie. They had extras forever. You know what I mean? So it took a lot of people. And one thing, I watched an interview with the cast, and one thing they say what was beautiful is that they hired people and hired people of color from all over the world. They had people from L.A. They had people from Africa. They had people from other countries, because the amount of extras that they needed for some of those scenes, you know, and they filmed some of this over in South Korea, you know, on top of that. So they had tons and tons of people that got paid. That's why you have that $200 million price tag. But that means nothing when you've done $404 million in 4 days. That's the $101 million every 24 hours. Can you say cha-ching, cha-ching? You know what I'm saying? So I think the beauty of this film is that not only is the story gives us hope, but it took a team to make this happen. And even in the movie, it, you know, without being a spoiler, that the teamwork amongst them was really what really came into play. What did that say to you, Christy and Adrian, starting with Christy? What did that say to you?
One, I want to address when you talk about, you know, we'll just open the door for next one. What speaks louder in Hollywood than racism and race is money. So $404 million with this type of movie in 4 days, I think that the floodgates are going to be open, because
it makes sense. Right. So, yeah. That's right.
When I think about the teamwork, it was about respect. And this is how people live. Black people really respect each other, and in our homes and in our communities. But you let the media drive the perception of how we should act and how we interact is just simply not true. So I think the respect that everybody holds each other in high regard, and the respect that they have for each other, and you can see the synergy of the, you know, the, even though they were acting, you can still just feel the energy between them. It was respect of, this is what, you know, we're doing and we're creating it. And I watched an interview that they did, and the main character, Chadwick Boseman, who was the Black Panther, he said he didn't know, because they created it was made 2 years ago, and he said, we didn't know as we were making it how the climate that it would be released in and how big of a movement it would create, and it just came out really at the right time.
Wow.
So are you saying that the movie was completely done 2 years ago, or did it take 2 years to make the movie?
They started working on it 2 years ago. So it wasn't completely done 2 years ago, but it started 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. That's a masterpiece. 2 years to get, and it was worth every, you know what I mean? Like, I can see why that is, because the graphics on here, the green screening, the acting, the writing was incredible, because I like how in some of the writings that they brought it to our now times, where you can relate to what's going on right now, and at the same time, you know, you can relate to what may have it was like back in the days. I don't know if that makes sense.
Your
thoughts on that, Adrian?
I think so. I think you're right in that analysis. Another little thing I would like to say, but when I spoke earlier and I said I had a problem with the word Africa, I wanted to clear that up and why I do have a problem with it. The thing is, because I don't consider myself African American or nothing African. And the reason why is because the Africanus was a Roman general or what have you that conquered that part of the Middle East. And whether it was the country was called Kemet or, you know, what have you, or I don't know the exact name or what have you, but it was not Africa. It was when he conquered it. And what would happen back then, they would, when you conquered something, they would name it after you. And his name was Africanus. So they named it Africa. To me, that's like a woman getting raped and then going And after she gets raped, then she goes and she takes the rapist's last name. Who would do that? You understand what I'm saying? Who would do that? And that's just what that's like. Your oppressor did something to you and you are taking on that name, so I have a problem with that whole name.
That was Christy, your response. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Christy.
I have nothing.
I don't want. All right. I'm
next question.
I know where you was going at, Christy. That's why I said that. So let me say this right here. Just to be clear. The opinions expressed here are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio, its affiliates, its sponsors, its associates. The opinions expressed here are strictly those of the guests. Okay. Christy?
Yes.
Christy, it's live. We can't take it back.
I stay looking forward. I don't even look back. I stay looking forward. Next question.
Okay. All right,
thank
Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian.
Oh, boy. I'm so sorry. We can't. This is live. We can't do that by that. Let's just move on. Let us just move on. There was a spiritual connection here, though. There was something very spiritual about the movie. I don't know. Before I say what I feel, Christy, did you get a spiritual connection about it? Did you feel something that was deeper going on? Even in the writing of this, do you feel something was going on?
Absolutely. This is a movie that touched you. It touched our broken places, and it touched those places that were unrealized, and it touched those places that we know who we are, but the world keeps telling us that we're somebody else. So it touched those places where, you know, it was a spiritual, you know, feeling, but it had this. It touched our souls to remind us again. It reconnected us with who we know we are to be true, not who the world keeps telling us that we are. And when you're in that battle where you have to fight for your, you know, for the identity, and you don't have that legacy, you know, again, ancestral strong suit of what to fall back on, because when we think of legacy, we go to slaves. Mm-hmm. When before we were slaves, we were kings and queens and warriors, right? So why do we keep saying, oh, we used to be slaves, we used to be kings and queens before we became slaves, and now we're back. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's what it was. It was one, reminding us of the seeds that were placed in us when we came here, and it reminded us of who we were. And then it also gave you permission to be that person and not draw your energy from the well of hate and resentment and guilt and shame and all these things that these movies keep reminding us of. It's, this is who you used to be. Go forth and be great.
Yeah. I can get that from that. Definitely. I just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to talk about this movie without spoiling it for anybody that hasn't seen it. So that's why we're not getting totally in depth with things. But I just think there's a lot to be said about this movie, and maybe we can revisit this at a time when a lot more people have seen it. So people don't be emailing us talking about we spoil the movie, et cetera, et cetera. Because it's only a few million of us here. So it's not that many people. So going back to something earlier, can you give me a clarification, maybe in a different scenario of, I think you were talking about that Africa thing. Isn't the before it was called Africa, was it called something else? And if so, what is that?
I've heard, I think it's Akabulin. It was, and that meant Mother of Mankind. It had a different name. It had a different name, definitely, because we know for a fact that they changed it and called it Africa after after Africanus conquered the land, and because of that, he was considered the greatest general and strategist, in the Roman time back then, because of that great defeat. He was popular because of that, but that's why they called it Africa. And that part of it, far as, like I said, the reason I used that absurd analogy about a woman being raped and then last name of her rapist, it's because that's how absurd that is to call yourself an African when your oppressor came and conquered you, and you take on their name. That's just as absurd.
Christy. You have to stop these long pauses, Christy. We're on live radio. I just want you to let this know. You can't be pausing.
I'm trying to look it up because I haven't researched that, right?
Right.
So it says the ancient name of Africa was Al-Kabulin. Right? Al-Kabulin, Mother of Mankind or Garden of Eden. It's the oldest and the only word of the indigenous origin.
Well, thank goodness for Google. So, and Adrian, before you start throwing things out, you better Google it and give us some clarification on here. Because some people just going to take your words and just take it like it is. So don't be coming on this radio station and talking words and you ain't Googled it yet or goggled it or whatever it is.
Well, I know it was Acapulco.
You can't do that on radio because some people ain't going to go for that. They're just going to say, MD, this is what MCADE said. Period. And that's where it's going to go. And then we're going to get thousands of emails. So come with your facts, brother. Okay? So, go ahead.
So let me say, it says, who named Africa? The name Africa came into Western use through the Romans, who used the name Africa Terra, land of the Afri, plural or Afer singular, for the northern part of the continent as a province of Africa with its capital Carthage corresponding to modern-day Tunisia.
Okay, so that's a little different than what you said, Adrian.
It's probably got to dig deep into it to find.
Yeah, you got
to
dig deeper into it, and then you'll see where Africanus.
Okay, so as we go on, can you dig for us?
Oh, there it is.
Before you say it,
you see it.
Yeah, it says the name of Africa is of African origins from the Egyptian word Afrikia or motherland, Africanus. The name signifies that the person named himself after Africa. One thing is certain, Greek and Latin have Egyptian linguistic influences among both and are Indo-European languages. So it says, is Africa named after a Roman general?
Okay. All right, cool. So there's a clarification. But Adrian, did you hear how that sounded from how you said it?
They just putting it in a sweet, nice way. Okay, I'm just giving it to you raw and uncut, what it was.
All right, well, sometimes we need to cook the meat, all right? Just a little bit. Can you put it on the stove just a little bit? Let it get brown?
Okay. Hey, I'm going to tell you, like my friends used to tell me, Chrissy, you need to learn how to put some silver wrapping on a bowl and a gift because you just serve it to people in a brown paper bag. You just want to get this. Adrian gave us that 40 in a brown paper bag. He didn't wrap it or nothing. No bowl. Now me and Mr. Random trying to put a bowl with some silver wrapping paper on it. Talking about, put this on a brown bag.
Christy.
Y'all just doing a gift wrapping of some poop.
Oh.
Poop at the end of the day.
Christy, did you see me at the store just buying that gift wrap? I was just like trying to wrap it all up, and he just let it sit there. Oh. He was like, let me see how you do this.
Give me some tape. Let me tape it. I'm going to fix it for you, Mr. Randall. Let me tie that bow for you. Okay, we digress. We got to get back on. Okay.
Oh, man. Yo, this is just in case. Okay, what's the name of the show? Okay. I'm sorry.
But I will say this, the divine nature that we were talking about, and I will say that, first of all, the word teaches me that you must look at everything spiritually. So looking at this, I see, and to, you know, the question that we had earlier, like, who let this get past them? This is because it had to be of divine nature, you know, to for this new information, because I believe in, we're living in a time of information, and the Father's allowing things to be released. And this kind of information, I mean, it's just so strong. It was so perfect. And it told this story and gave an insight and made us as Black folks be proud and look at ourselves. And my whole thing, when I was talking about the dark-skinned women and how we have looked at ourselves and this and that, it was pushing that right out the window. And that's what, you know, I mean, again, you know, we are those real Hebrew people. It just is what it is. And the Father wants us to know how special we are as being those chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to get the message to us one way or the other.
Okay, so let me move on to that topic, because I told you, can you believe it's already been 60 minutes, ladies and gentlemen? All right, we're going to go on just a little longer, because I think this is a special show, and I just want to make sure we kind of get it out here. I'm not even opening the lines, because if I do open the lines, we probably be on here for 3 hours, and that's not what we're doing tonight, okay? We'll leave that for another show. So better yet, this is what we can do. We'll do another show where we allow the listeners who have listened to this episode to call in and rebuttal anything that you heard, or to expand on anything you heard from our special guest, meaning one of our special guests, that gentleman with the extraordinary words on the other side. That is Adrian Hines, MCADE. Adrian, would you like to give out your email? No, let me not do that. But you can look him on up on Facebook. Under Adrian Hines, the model, hashtag model gang, whatever. And you could shoot that fire to him. No need to bring it to us. You could shoot it right directly to him. On the other hand, Christy, the certified rock star and Google specialist, we really appreciate you guys for being here. So we're going to move on just a little bit more before we get out, because we can't go all night with this. But here's what I want to say. There's always been this thing about light skin, dark skin, when it came to who was more beautiful on screen and who was not more beautiful. There was something about this that it didn't even seem to play out in this movie. Everybody seemed to be strong, no matter what their complexion was. In fact, the comic relief came from the man they call the colonizer. That was really the comic relief.
That was funny.
you know what I mean? So my question to you, and direct this first to Christy, so we could be a little safe, and then we'll go to Adrian. we just messing with you, Adrian. We just had to bag up some of your stuff, man, because you just bring stuff out the store without a package or anything. You know. So, Christy, that didn't seem to exist in this film. Why do you think they brought the message in that way? Because that really didn't seem to exist in this film.
It's about empowerment and showing people who they are, and you can and all the arrows pointed forward. None of them pointed backwards. None of them pointed to the pettiness or the infighting or the planted seeds of deception and guilt and shame and all these things that have kept us where we are for years. This movie was about looking forward only. Period.
Mm. Very, very powerful. Yeah. So in other words, they didn't even acknowledge or celebrate those minute feelings. Is that what you're saying?
No, it was about empowerment. It's about moving forward. It's about working together, and it's about the nation, right? That's it. Mm. All yeah. the pettiness and the infighting and the seeds that are planted and the seeds where it comes into the light and dark skin, that's a problem in Indian cultures too. In India, they got commercials. Unilever had commercials of dark skinned women wiping their faces and turning light up, right? So that's a challenge in that culture as well. It's not just in the African American African culture. So this movie was about empowerment. Solely, I want to say solamente, go back into my Espanol, but only, empowerment only. And it didn't let us down. That's why people keep going back 3-4 times, because you can feel it. It never undercut you. It never betrayed you. It didn't build your trust to let you down. Mm. It didn't get you high to cut you off at the knees. We were waiting for the other shooter drop, and he was like, and when it ended, you were like, wait a minute, they didn't pull the okey-doke on us at all? I mean, because we've been programmed to be let down at some point, it's so natural to expect it that when it didn't happen, we were shocked.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, Adrian, your thoughts?
It didn't deal with the like I said, it did things in truth. And even with, you know, a lot of movies, they gotta have, you know, sex scenes and this, that, and what have you in it. It didn't disrespect. It did things in order how they're supposed to be done. You know, I've seen even, you know, things where I heard whether they said that the gay community was mad because there was no homosexual scenes or something in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll tell you this. I watched the other show that comes on TV, Black Lightning. I seen that when it came on. And I tell you, when I first saw it, the commercials coming for it, I was like, it looks, you know, I mean, it's for kids. You know, it's what I, you know, felt. Because of the crazy look, get up and outfit. But anyway, finally I had messed around and, you know, on demand, what have you, and watched one of the, you know, the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother in there was so educated, and his understanding of how to deal with the young brothers in the neighborhood and this and that was so profound. I was like, wow, I couldn't believe, again, that this was being done, you know, in such a great way, like how I was watching Black Panther. But then in the next episode, he had two daughters, and then one of them, the next episode starts out, she's in the bed having sex with some other girl, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, why, what was the, even the purpose of this? It's just because politically correct, if you don't have this stuff in what your shows and your movies, that it's not going to work, because we, you know, the number one show, Empire, and this is like what the strong suit that was pushed in there, so everybody follows suit. Or any other show that, hey, this is what you do. It doesn't even have to be necessary. It's just put it in because this is the flow of things. And I just think that this movie didn't care about PC or what people say should be done, or you got to do this and that. No, they stuck to the truth.
Mm, very, very powerful. That was a deep way when you think about it. So the way that came across, this, all I could tell you, this was an amazing film. And if we don't see a sequel, I wouldn't be able to understand it. And speaking on that, do you think a sequel is needed, or did they do everything in this movie, Christy?
A sequel can definitely be made. I mean, how many Avengers have they made? How many new? They have three Iron Men and two Captain America, and then they put them together and they're fighting each other. I mean, they got
but you know the reason
that are out.
The reason why I asked that, because the story was done so well, Chrissy. That's the point I was making.
The story was done very well, but there is room for a sequel. And again, money talks. $400 million in 4 days, please. Money talks more than anything. They be we'll give them something else. They're paying for it.
If they gave them a $200 million budget, then you could $300 million would be no problem, and there'll probably be another movie out next week, to be honest. But all I know, there's going to be a lot of copycats in between. I know that much.
I dig what you're saying. I understand where you're coming from, Benny, and because it seems like, where do you go from here?
Right.
You know, but at the same token, I understand my sister, and hey, like, you know, business-wise, you know, the show goes on. You dig? Even though this movie seems so fulfilling, you know, and you know, I mean, this one we have, it takes us time to digest this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I totally get where you're coming from, but like I said, like my sister said, on the flip side, they've made 50 other films of you know sequels or what have you, and I know now in April in the Avenger movie, I think Panther is supposed to he's gonna have a role in that.
No spoilers.
No. I'm not giving a spoiler. I'm saying in April when the new movie, Avenger movie,
right,
comes, that, you know, he's going to be, you know how they throw all the different characters in the
movie.
Well,
the Avengers, you know, basically is every character Marvel made. Is that the understanding?
Right.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. I thought you was trying to sneak something up in there, piece.
No.
You know what I mean? Because Kevin was over here. He was telling me to turn off your mic.
Oh my goodness.
You ain't kill that mic.
Oh my goodness.
Boy. This really was a good show. Christy, so let me ask you this, Christy, as we get down to the last few minutes in this show, what did you walk away with from this movie? Like, what moved you the most, and what inspired you, and what will you be doing because you've seen this movie?
Me, I walked away with just being reminded of a different story of where we came from. And being able to see it on the big screen without the okie doke. I mean, we seriously programmed. And the challenge is that we're seriously programmed to expect that we're going to get it. And when it didn't happen, we were shocked. So one is having a different narrative of what our ancestral roots were. It's not slavery, because before we were slaves, we were warriors and kings and queens. And now it's about continuing to for me remind the younger generation where we came from, and having now a movie to be able to show them, as opposed to showing them roots or whatever, there was a story before that. So reminding them at a very young age of who they are, and not allowing the world to tell them who they are. So that's what I got out of it.
Now I'm gonna give you that opportunity too, Adrian, but yeah, there was a kid at the theater after walking out, right? And his father was asking him about, you know, the movie and what he thought of the movie. And I think this kid had to be somewhere around about 6 or 7. So, you know, I'm walking behind this kid, right, as he's talking to his father. Father, I'm saying, you know, how did you like the movie? And he said, you know, it was a good movie. It was a great movie. And he said, what did you learn from it? And the wisdom of this 6-year-old, Christy and Adrian, just blew my mind. You know what he said? He said, it was a great movie, but I noticed nobody ate during the whole movie.
Oh,
Chris, and when he said that, besides me laughing, I had to think about it. Did they ever eat in the movie? No. But the wisdom of this 6 year, that's what he got from it.
And you know,
nobody had a casual conversation up in here. We get to work.
Exactly, and that's what I was getting ready.
There was no downtime.
Yeah.
There was no downtime. It was strict. It stayed on message.
Uh-huh. And that was good, but I just thought it was funny coming from a 6 year old. I just thought that was hilarious. But no, I totally agree. No, they started this movie and they didn't stop until it was over.
That's right.
They were on message. Right. They was on message the whole time.
The whole time.
So I thought that was good.
For me, what it did for me is it gave me a better pair of eyes on self-worth and looking at my brothers and sisters in a better light and better understanding of just of us as a people. You know, and a sense of pride and just a feel-good feeling that we so desperately need more and more of. You know, that's what it did for me.
Yeah, I thought it was absolutely extraordinary. And I had one of those Christie moments because what it reminded me of, Christie, are you there? Yeah, Christie, are you there?
Of course.
Are you on delay or something that we don't know about?
I put the phone on mute so you can't hear me making noise in the background.
I
was like, she got her own delay. I was like, we supposed to have delay. You got your own delay.
Back and forth, going to, you know, doing the break.
Oh, that's too funny. That's too funny. Christy, I think what it reminded me of is that I already knew I was a rock star, but it just reminded me how much a rock star we all are. And everybody has a rock star inside of them. You know what I mean? And I walked away with understanding that the power of a story. There are millions and millions of stories that will never be told. You know why? Because they say some of the greatest stories are in the graveyard.
Mm.
And so what I walked away with was a more... how should I say this? I walked the way with understanding why I maximize my time and why I don't waste my time on silliness. Let me believe that we are not promised tomorrow. So everything that you can put out to this universe and you can contribute to this world that can live beyond you, this movie will live beyond these actors. You know, somebody may see this movie 20 years from now and be like, wow, they were making movies just like that based on where we are right now. And we may be in that time. And what it reminded me of, and it's the same thing when I'm talking to people around the country, when I'm talking to clients, is that, you know, your time is absolutely priceless. And everything that you can do today, do it. You never know what the outcome is going to be. But, you know, just like Christy said, it took 2 years to do that movie. Some of the greatest things take time, just like a fine wine. And we got to stop procrastinating. I think too many people have so many wonderful things to offer the universe, but they're waiting for the right. Till they get the right money, till they get the right time, till they get the right situation, till they worry about this thing. You know, some people say, oh, I'm going to wait till my kids get this age before I do this, or I'm going to wait till I get the certain type of car, or everybody keep waiting and waiting and waiting. I have learned to do until it is done. You know what I mean? The only time, ladies and gentlemen, that we are given is the present. That's it. It is the present, because that's where all the gifts at. Stop. No one drives their car backwards unless they're just backing up into a parking spot. But when you go to work in the morning, you don't drive your car backwards. So quit worrying about what happened back then. Okay. And when you're going forward, that's why that windshield is big, because it wants you to dream big. As my book said, think big, you know, go big or go home. That's what I got from it. It reminded me of why I do what I want to do and why I'm so inspired. And I wake up every morning trying to see how could I do more and what can I complete today so that I can move on. Because too many people die with their dreams. Too many people die with their gifts. Too many people die with their ideas that was supposed to be exposed to the world, all because they procrastinated. Okay. And here's what I like to say. And I want you, all these listeners that are listening to this. Procrastination is the assassination of motivation, getting you to your elevation and your destination. Stop procrastinating and just do it. Stop worrying about what you think people gonna think. Tell the story. If you got a book in you, tell the story. If you got a movie in you, stop waiting till you got enough money. Use the money you got. If you got $5, then do $5 of the movie right now.
Yeah,
okay, put it on YouTube. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Stop waiting for the right time to do the right things, because the right time will never appear. That's what I got from the movie. That's
and
what
that,
it reminded
ladies
me.
And gentlemen, is Mr. Benny Randall Jr.
AKA The Motivator. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. You can reach me at BennyRandall.com or BennyOnDemand.com, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a power pack hour and change. Before we get out of here, your final words, Christy. I'm going to let you go first because I'm kind of scared of what Adrian may say.
My final words is there's a Wakanda within you.
All right, now.
Don't allow the world to tell you who you are. Don't allow the world to say that your narrative started with slaves. Our narrative started with kings and queens and warriors. So live your life, live your best life. And just like Mr. Ranger just talked about, tomorrow's not guaranteed. The next hour is not guaranteed for us.
Amen.
How are you making an impact in the world? Will the world even know you were here? You have everything that you need to be who you are meant to be. Is your job to find that seed within you, plant it, nurture it, stop apologizing for wanting to be great. Leave the losers where they are and become everything you're meant to be. That's what I have, Mr. Randall.
Ooh,
thank you so
you,
much.
You better preach, girl. You better preach. Mr. Adrian, sir.
Well, I would say this, and I will start with you two guys, women, men. I will start with you two as saying that, you know, Mr. Benny Randall, you talk to, you know, major people, millionaires, doctors, Harvard graduates, women such as my sister has done great things. Her accolades are off the chain, a powerful woman. I mean, you know, I listened to her resume as it was ran down, and you know, I'm like, wow, I'm in the company of this greatness, you know. My hat's off to you, sister. My hat's off to you, Benny. And you all, as my sister and brother, it just, this movie more so motivates me to pay attention to my brothers and sisters and how great and powerful one can be when they take the roads that you guys have taken in your lives. You know, so I stand in awe of both of you all, and glad to know you guys, because it starts with our immediate community, you know, and then and it just branches out from there.
Very, very powerful.
You know, Adrian, I don't always need my head gassed up, but I like it. Thank you. Thank you for that. You're awesome.
Christy, you are off the hook. She is off the hook. Christy, if people want to find out more about you, where can they do that?
If you want to know more about me, you can go to ChristyRutherford.com, ChristyRutherford, Rutherford, RUTHERFORD, ChristyRutherford.com. You can search for me there. All my social media hooks are there, or you can send me an email at info@ChristyRutherford.com. Thank you, Mr. Randall.
Wow.
Thank you, Adrian. You're amazing.
You as well, sister.
Wow.
You
well, hold up, Chrissy. You can't go just yet, all right? So, but that was what, Chrissy, you forgot to say you was a rock star and you're cute. You forgot that. You were supposed to say that part.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You can see my pictures. So, yeah, ChrissyRutherford.com. But what I've learned in life is we tend to take ourselves too seriously.
No, not at all.
And we tend to allow what I think the greatest disservice that a person could do is allow themselves to be led by their success and not be reminded of who they are.
Mm.
So you can be successful without being a tightwad or thinking that you're better than anybody. I don't think that I'm better than anybody. I think I'm the best. I'm continuing to strive to be the best version of myself.
Mm.
I only compete with myself.
There it is.
So that's what I think. If, you know, people don't understand, if you listen to the long list of my bio, which would take you 10 minutes to read it, does that really matter, or can you see me at face value for who I am and what I have to contribute to this conversation and be able to speak life into other people? That's what life is about for me. So,
And Adrian, how can people want to find out more about you? What can they do, and how can they do, and how could they hear some of that hot music? My daddy made that bass. You got that bass. You made that bass.
Well, I would say piggybacking on what the sister just said, I think that because you have such a balance, because I hear that in you, you know, I hear the joy and the playfulness in you, and you are so accomplished. It's what's so astonishing. You understand? Because you found that balance, and I can hear that genuinely coming from you. So I commend you on that. And to contact me, find me, you can go to NCADE. No, it's Adrian Hine, MCADE. No, I'm sorry. Adrian, MCADE Hine. Okay, that's how that goes. Adrian, MCADE Hine on Facebook. And, you know.
Send him some of them great emails that y'all normally send us.
You can catch our show, The Miss Drea Show, on YouTube. It's Miss Drea, MS.DRIA Show. That's The Miss Drea Show. It's also, you can go to MissDreaShow.com to the website. That's a show that I produce. It's my daughter's show. And it's commentary on, you know, everyday things and different, you know, different things like that. As far as the music, you can find it on iTunes, all the different media outlets for music. And you can, the new single, which is Bass Mechanic, parentheses, My Daddy Made That Bass. Mm. And the book, What Is the Soul? It's something that everyone should read. It's very powerful. It was inspired to me by the father. You know, there's no way I could have came up with that stuff. But it's the question of answering, what is the soul? What is the soul? And it's very important that you know this, because just like this movie, for us to know these different things it makes us and propels us to, you know, seek further truth and understand things better. And that's just like the book. Once you know what your soul is, then you can understand how to control your temple itself. You understand? And the first thing you have to do is control. If you can get control of your temple and what's going on there, then and only then will you have power to control things outside of you.
Mm, very powerful. And the last question for both of you, Christy, Miss DeLay, what is your legacy you're leaving to the world?
Ooh-wee. The legacy that I'm leaving to the world, for the millions of people that I shall touch directly and indirectly, is to just get people to see a greater version of themselves and let people know that it's never too late or too early to live the life that you desire.
Mm, very powerful. Mr. Adrian ADE Hines, what is the legacy you will leave the world?
that to do whatever you desire, you know, I mean, within reason, within boundaries, but to do, whatever you want to do, that there's nothing that you say, well, I couldn't be this or I couldn't be that does not exist. That you can do whatever you want to do. The Father said he gives you the world. So you can, it's all yours. So you can do anything out here you want to do without hurting or going against the law, statutes, and commandments. I believe you, anything is possible. Mm. And that's the legacy that I want to do all kind of things. I'm doing different things, and the movie that I'm working on and Benny, and we go get it together, and hopefully we have his sister and she come on and bring her contributions to
please don't do that on the air for Christy. Please don't do that.
Okay.
Because you say movie and then she gonna want to star role.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I ain't gonna be no extra. So, like, you want some mustard on that hot dog? That's not gonna happen. Have you seen me? Okay, I'm done.
You're done. I have nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys for being on the show, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to thank you for joining the Benny Randall Show here on Bashani Radio. I want to leave you there with this. I appreciate the contributions that Christy Rutherford brought to the show, and the contributions of my friend here, Mr. ADE Adrian Hines. And I want to say this, with all jokes aside here, this is education and this is entertainment. So this is edutainment. I want to answer that same question I put forth to them. And that is this. My legacy is to allow people to show who they really are. When I built this platform, I built it in that respect because I wanted people to have the power back and to be able to have shows like this and conversations where people could just be themselves no matter how it comes about. Adrian has his way of saying things in a very special way. Christy has her way of saying things in a very special way. I have my way of saying things in a very special way. And you, the listening audience, has your way of saying things in a special way. So I say all this to say this. It is the beauty comes in the uniqueness of each of us. And every single person that's listening to this show, you bring forth a uniqueness about yourself. It's not what you can do for yourself that will matter in the end. It's what you have done for others. That's why I like to ask people, what is the legacy that you want to leave? Because you can have all the cars in the world, but you can't take them with you. You can have all the homes, the stuff. You can't take it with you because I've never seen a U-Haul truck behind a hearse. Okay. And so that should give us some insight about the things that we acquire in this world are just that. They're things. What really, really matters is who we affect along the way, who we inspire along the way, who do we encourage to see the beauty in themselves along the way. You can bury your money, but somebody will dig it up and get it, when you're gone. So that lets you know even the money doesn't matter. But what does truly matter, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope that all of you that have seen this film and will go see this film is I want you to leave and I want you to say, what is my part? Every single one of us have a part. What is that part? What do you bring to the table that allow other people to shine, not just you shining, but allow other people to shine? And there you will start to find your gift and you will find your journey, because no gift is given for your sole purpose. It is to help. Either you help one person who will then help millions, like the gentleman who gave Oprah her first opportunity. Most people don't even know that man's name, but if it wasn't for that opportunity gave her, we may not have an Oprah. So everybody has an opportunity. This young director, you know, who only a handful of movies, you know, was given opportunity through Marvel. You see what I'm saying? So everybody plays what is your legacy, and whoever green lighted that, people keep saying, how did it get passed? I like to say more so is it was his time. It's not, it didn't sneak past anything. It was its time. In this moment, in this time, this was supposed to happen. And all the people that came together to make this happen were right where they're supposed to be. And that's what I encourage all the listeners, no matter where you are or listening to this show. I want you to say, you know, don't wait for next week. I want you to wake. I want you to, when this show is over, I want you to sit down with a piece of paper. This is my call to action for all of you listening. I want you to sit down with a piece of paper and write down what your gift is. And then when you write at the top of the paper what your gift is, I want you to put three or four things of how we can serve others. And then in the next 24 hours, I want you to serve somebody with your gift. What you will begin to find out that is you will recognize that your gift was meant to serve others. And when we begin to serve others, we create an energy that you can't. It allows you not to look at people from the color of their skin. It allows you to look at people from within. Let me say that again. It allows you not to look at people from the color of their skin, but it allows you to see them from within. And when you begin to see people from within, then you will begin to see what it is meant when it is said that the image of God is in each and every one of us. It has no color. It is colorless. There is only two colors in the world, and that is light and darkness. Okay, but remember this, in all darkness there is light, and in all light there is darkness. It's just the point of where your perspective is and what you see through your third eye. But what happens is it is clouded, because if you take the word world, WORLD, and then you take the L out of it, what do you have? You have the word. Okay, and the L stands for the lies, the things that you have been told that are not true. So you either have the word or you have the world. And whatever that word means to you, whatever language you speak, if you see it from internally, it will speak the same language that you speak, ladies and gentlemen. It will speak the same culture that you are aware of. That's what it's all about, because the energy within is more powerful than the energy without. And when a man begins to go inside, he will truly become awakened. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I humbly thank you. I'm Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Okay? Until next week, right here on The Benny Randall Show, this is how we do it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Benny
it's
Randall.
The Benny Randall Show. It's oh. The Benny Randall Show. Yeah. It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for being here. You have a good night. We're going to leave you guys with ADE's. banging single, My Daddy Made That Bass. Until next time, enjoy and good night.
ShawneeRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. 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 Don't stop. Keep it locked. Keep it we locked. Global, baby. But ShawneeRadio.com. You better ask somebody.
Boom. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.